Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Just great. How about yourself?
Little rain's not going to bother me. My grass needs to grow. My plants need to get a little bit nicer, get ready for June here. Quiet times at Ivy Tech? Nah, not so much.
Never.
Never.
I don't think so. No, not at all. Lots going on.
Yeah, summer's just a change in temperature, but school is rolling along. And Keith's got a list of stuff to get to this morning. Keith Klein.
Well, Jenny, it's June the tooth. And a week from yesterday, we start all over again.
That's right. Unbelievable. Our 8-week summer program starts on Monday. We've got lots of people enrolled, and if people still have time, if they want to take a class to kind of help them augment their fall and spring semesters, just maybe even just take a class for fun, learn Spanish or something, we're still available to take enrollments, and come on out and class will start Monday.
Mike, watch this transition. Well, then, Jenny, this is something they want to do as soon as possible.
Well, did you see that
as
on the radio?
Soon.
Jeez, that was great.
Like they say, ASAP.
No, it's ASAP, Keith.
Yeah.
Be hip.
ASAP.
Yeah. It's ASAP. So, I said ASAP the first time and was laughed at hideously. I've learned. ASAP.
I love it.
So the program that we started a year ago has blossomed into, what, two tracks now?
Three tracks?
Wow.
So last year we had one in liberal arts, and I want to report out that group. And this is, again, just to remind people that it's the accelerated associate degree program. So students come to us immediately following graduation. A lot of kids in the area graduated last weekend.
Oh, yes.
So those kids are now starting on Monday. However, they're going to be on campus, the new group, the new cohort. Let me go back to the old cohort. So the old cohort, I'm really happy to announce that 80% of those students graduated at the end of May. Another couple of students will need to finish in the summer. So with that group, we'll have a 90% completion rate. I think we had one student that decided to just slow it down, and which is smart that he did that, slow it down and get to take his time to finish that degree. But, that's pretty incredible completion rates for that cohort. So today on our campus, run by the director of the program, we're having an orientation for our new cohorts. We have one in business, one in liberal arts, and one in education. So they're coming on campus today for the full final orientation, get their books, all that good stuff, and I get to have lunch with all of them. There's 37 newly graduated high school students that will start Monday with their degrees.
Now, what this means, Jenny, is that they start Monday, and come next May, they will have completed a 2-year degree in that shorter piece of time.
In an 11-month period, these young, wonderful kids are going to finish their associate's degree in an 11-month period. It's pretty amazing.
So not only are they saving money in terms of how long it takes to get through, but they're able to move on now to a 4-year college and finish that kind of a degree.
That's right. And you've seen it on campus. These students also are very active on campus.
Oh, yes.
We have an ambassador program, which really helps, like when we have an event, to guide people here and there, or, just to give people tours, or, be involved in the student activities that are going on. All of these kids are totally active in all of that, and it's just great. They're amazing. The schedule is every 8 weeks they start a new set of courses.
Mm-hmm.
So they're moving pretty quickly. So I'm just so proud of them. I can't wait to meet the new group today. It's always fun. They always ask me some question. I'm like, okay, how am I going to answer this one? But, it's always fun.
If there are any parents listening right now that say, well, my kid graduates next May, what do they need to know? What do they need to do if they want their child in this program?
Just come and just call us or stop in, and we would be happy to speak with you about the program. Jennifer Rusk and Kalia Britton, they're phenomenal. They can tell you everything about it. And they might even bring one of their students with them to talk to them about why they decided to get into the program, because they all come to the program with different reasons. And I think it would be great if a family wants to bring their own child or their own senior, mm-hmm. going to be senior in high school, to campus to do just that, and to visit our beautiful facilities and all the resources that we have to make this program a success and all of our programs successful. Just come in the door and we'll tell you all about it.
We're talking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And speaking about coming and seeing what it's like, you just had a big day with the Girls and Boys Club.
We did. The Ellettsville group of the Boys and Girls Club came in yesterday. And our admissions office hosted a day at college, and it was pretty wild. Great bunch of kids. So you could see them all running around. We gave them the backpacks and all that stuff, and we did lots of great things. Their agenda included a campus orientation and a tour, so they could see, you know, our new culinary area and just the great things that we have for our students. They worked with one of our librarians, Carol Parkinson, on a career exploration, which was kind of cool. You know, they got all on a computer, and so they could start thinking about those things. And then Megan Turner from the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship had a class on how to start a business. You know, so that got them going. You know, all kinds of ideas were generated there. And I could go on and on. They had a Jedi yoga class held by Eliza Erklevin, and she's in charge of advising. And then their final exam for their day of college was a scavenger hunt around campus. And then they had a mini graduation. So I think the kids really enjoyed it. I know the staff did. And it's just another way to get people younger and younger and younger to start thinking now about, oh, I could go to college, or I could do this career.
Right.
Or, you know, all of those different things.
So you can't get them thinking too young about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, our good friend Jeff Baldwin is very active in the Lemonade Day.
Just a little
and
bit.
And that happened, and, you know, he runs the Boys and Girls Clubs here in town. And there's a big event for the Lemonade Day participants. Is that today?
It's tonight from 6 to 7:30. It's a kind of a Lemonade Day carnival.
Oh, they have to drink all the leftovers. That's a good idea.
That's right. We have a lot of leftovers.
Teach them about sustainability and recycling. That's a good program.
That's right. Well, it's tonight. It's free. You don't have to register. Just show up 6 to 7:30. It's at Binford Elementary School in the gym there. And they're giving out some awards. And I've heard there may be some leftover lemonade.
Delightful.
You got awards for the best tasting and the healthiest lemonade.
That's right.
Among others.
That wouldn't be mine or yours, Keith.
I know.
You're not going to win this year.
Something about tasting and healthy just don't fit in the same sentence.
Mike likes to put extra things in his lemonade.
That's exactly right. Ice cubes. I like it. Nice and cold.
That's right.
Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She's a chancellor at Ivy. Well, there were over 700 kids participating.
That was
in
amazing.
Lemonade Day.
Yeah.
Did Binford get a new gym? Are they going to be able to fit all those folks in there?
I don't know.
But that's a fun deal and a great recap, because obviously the participation, they're almost double from what it was last year. So
isn't that amazing?
A great we'll event.
It'll be standing room only tonight. It'll be fun.
Now, speaking of standing room only, the comedy festival's in town. And
no joke?
Part of that is at the Waldron.
Yes, and that also starts today, and it runs through the weekend. And we have some performances at the Waldron and other venues around town. They have a website. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's at limestonefest.com, but feel free to call us, and we can direct you accordingly.
There you go. Park in that free garage right across the street and get over
and have
a laugh or two at the Waldron. Good stuff.
And we've got a lot of summer programs going on at Ivy Tech, too.
Always a busy time.
For the kids.
Lots of summer camps. This past Monday, BPP, which we work with often, they're a great partner. They have started their Broadway Kids Camp, but we have a lot of Ivy Arts for Kids Camp. Starts on Monday. Still not too late to enroll in those classes. Give us a call. We'll help you out and get you registered.
Hey, Jenny, before we let you go, you finally have moved all of the outlying Ivy Tech facilities that were in different buildings. They're all in now Ivy Tech buildings. Everything's moved. Talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, you know, we with our beautiful expansion, I was able to completely close. We had two facilities, leased facilities on Liberty Drive. We closed one in March and completely out of that lease. The other one we closed actually effective yesterday, June 1st. So that way we're, you know, no utilities and all those kinds of things. And we moved everybody from that facility. That included the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship. And we moved them to the Indiana Center for the Life Sciences right behind our main building, which is just a perfect partnership of the two. And then we moved our corporate college team to our main campus. And then we had some faculty offices and people over there and offices, and we moved everybody so that we're going to be completely out of both of those leases, with almost everybody outside of the Waldron and the Life Sciences under one roof. So really excited about that. Great to see people that you don't get to see them every day. You know, you run into them now. I run into them every day, and it's awesome. So
you work here?
Who are you? I do that with Keith, like, all the time. Yeah. Did he retire?
How many people did it take to move Keith's office?
Oh, don't even go there. That's next Thursday's show. Join us next week.
You bring the lighter fluid and I'll bring the matches. How about that?
Oh, you're not even kidding. Okay.
And it would be up in about, what, 20 seconds, you think, with all this stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
Keith's Museum wing at Ivy Tech is open daily from 10 to 2.
That's right.
Jenny,
that's
great
right.
job as always. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
You too. Be careful out there.